And to help us better understand the possible way forward for the president and both parties, we turn now to our regular Monday political analyst, NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And as we just heard, Ari's report suggests we shouldn't expect significant changes inside the White House. But hasn't the president been saying since Tuesday's midterms that he's heard the call for change?
He certainly has, and he's been very conciliatory in all of his interviews and press conferences since last Tuesday. And he was again last night in an interview with CBS News' 60 Minutes. He talked about American frustration with not changing the ways of Washington. Let's listen.
I think people rightly said, you're the president. You committed and promised that we would see changes. We haven't seen as many changes as we'd like, and we're going to hold you accountable for it.
Now, it's true that a lot of Republicans have criticized the president for not making the kinds of personal connections that make it easier to reach common ground, that changing the way Washington works that he's talked about. He hasn't, for instance, ever even had a private meal one-on-one with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell. We'll see whether that changes now that the new realities will take place.
Although, Cokie, Senator McConnell hasn't been exactly friendly to the president either. Last week, for instance, he said again that the number one priority of the Republican Party was to defeat Barack Obama in 2012.
Yeah, he says that people had considered it somewhat indelicate for him to say that, Senator McConnell said, but he did repeat it to the Conservative Heritage Foundation, saying that the only way that you can get rid of what he sees as an overreaching big government agenda is to replace the president. McConnell is now walking something of a tough line because he's got lots of new people in his caucus who are coming in with basically a take-no-prisoners attitude. So on the one hand, he understands that some of the voters want him to make nice, and he is making some noises about compromise on the extension of the Bush-era tax cuts. But there are people inside his caucus who don't want to make nice at all. It's a little bit easier for him in the Senate to not have to come to compromise since he's still in the minority. House Republicans will find they really do have to do some hard things by way of governing, whether they like it or not.
Well, among the hard things for House Republicans, though, is within their own party, a leadership battle brewing on Capitol Hill. A certain Tea Party favorite is challenging the Republican establishment for a leadership spot in the House.
Yes, Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, who is very popular with some of the Tea Party members, has thrown her hat in the ring for the conference chairman against Jeb Henserling of Texas. Look, leadership fights are usually the most inside of inside games. People chosen for all kinds of personal reasons having to do with their personalities, what they can deliver to other members by way of campaigning and fundraising, making the trains run on time. But the Republican establishment got some blows in this election as well as the Democrats. And outsiders are watching the way Washington is working. And so they have to handle this election very, very gingerly.
And Cokie, let's finish up with just a few words on the decision of Speaker Nancy Pelosi to stay in the leadership. That has everyone fascinated.
And Republicans saying that it means the Democrats have not gotten the message of the election. But again, the rejection of Pelosi is not necessarily what Democrats in the House are seeing as the message of the election. They say the image of her in the ads is not what they see. They see a tough fighter for them. But it is setting up a fight inside the Democratic leadership as well for their number two position, and that's all going to be very tough.
Cokie, thanks very much. That's NPR's Cokie Roberts joining us here. She does most Mondays for analysis.